Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Behike Sanagori. What's up? That's right. We're here in Lenin Lenape territory, New York City, live. It's a good night to be indigenous. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you are. I'd like to wish you a happy Indigenous Caribbean Day. That's right. On today's show, I will discuss the case for Indigenous Caribbean Day. Check this out. If you want to call in and plead your case or support the case, guest call in is 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Wow. Don't be shy out there. If you have any stories, if you have any support for Indigenous Caribbean Day, December 25th, right here, 2021. Please call on in. That's right. Before anything, I want to give an honoring situation here. We have one of our Indigenous elders, Taleyona Yosa Okuwiyuhi. That's right. Many people know him as Two Bears Ross. He's the owner of Indigenous Designs, homemade jewelry, Indigenous jewelry. Also, he's the tribal. He was the principal chief at Anasalaji, the Northern Eastern Band. So he's also, he was the Sigong, or Sifu, and founder of the school of the Si Lung Big Tiger Hong Ga Gong Fu Yoshu Kwa Sifu Chief. You're in the spirit world now, and leave a huge legacy behind for your Indigenous relatives, friends. Also, the Kung Fu community has lost a grand master. But even though you're not in the physical world now, you're in the spiritual world guiding. All honor to you. Take a few moments of silence to honor the passing of a great chief and Sifu. I'd like to honor the chief and great warrior with a northern style war song representing those warriors who defended their people to the end. May your spirit live on. And may your people, your family, friends never forget. Thank you, Chief. Two bears for us. Sifu. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. This is Taino Radio by Arayeke Tribal News Network. For all my fellow Taino out there and all my indigenous relatives, wherever you are, we are still here. That's right. Today I have a special show called Happy Indigenous Caribbean Day, December 25th. I know a lot of you are probably saying, wait a minute. Mejique Sanacori, I think you're losing it. Today is supposed to be Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I'd like to, happy holidays to all you out there who celebrate Christmas or celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all the different holidays. May you receive much blessings and honor. You know, a lot of people in my community, Taino, and many relatives, sometimes Christmas can be a triggering moment because it was introduced by Europeans, and sometimes that history, especially in the Caribbean, can be very awful. Past couple of years, we've been getting tremendous, tremendous information, historical information that's been suppressed for years. But we're finding out so many things about that first Christian church in the Caribbean. Now, there were people like Padre Montesino and Bartolome de la Casa that did their best to defend the rights of our ancestors. But, we also had our traditions. Our ancestors had customs and traditions that for hundreds and thousands of years. And one of the things that I want to share tonight is that religion and culture can be opponents or enemies. But in the indigenous Caribbean way, you know, being Taino doesn't discriminate what you want to practice in your life. So if you want to be Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever you want, it's all right. You're still Taino, and no one can tell you differently. Your ethnicity can never be stripped from you. So don't be afraid if you want to be Christian or Muslim, want to be a Babala in the African tradition. You're still Taino. You're still indigenous Caribbean. You're still Kalinago. You're still Guarifuna. You're still part of the North American tribes or South American. It's all right. We are who we are. We are indigenous, and it's a good night to be indigenous. But I want to plead a case tonight here in Taino Radio that wherever you are, if you're indigenous, Caribbean, Taino, whatever, check this out. Can we celebrate Indigenous Caribbean Day as well? Now, why do I think this is a real thing? And I'm not joking around. Well, believe it or not, Christopher Columbus, even though he was a psychopath for our ancestors, there's one great thing he did, and he documented his journey really, really well. So I give him that. His first, his journals adds a lot of facts about our people. It may not be 100% facts, but in the very beginning when he was filled with the excitement of being in India. He said he was in India, but guess what? India did not exist in the Caribbean. Let me put that to the side. In his journal, on December 25th, 1492, believe it or not, he was the first European to give an honest assessment of the Taino indigenous Caribbean people. It was an honest assessment because, I believe it was honest, because it was a very emotional day. You know, his ship, the Santa Maria, sunk. And the cacique empathized with the loss. He tried to gather as many people as he could, and they went underwater and tried to retrieve the stuff that was lost and that sunk with the ship. And that moved Christopher Columbus because none of his people did that. It was the Taino that did that. The ancestors did that. They went on the water and they got as many things as they could. Even Columbus said not even a shoestring was missing. And this is what he wrote. And also when he wrote his journal, in his journal entries, it was always addressing the king or queen of Spain, who was financing his voyages. For Queen Isabella and Fernanda, he always had them in mind. And this is what he wrote. It was directed towards them when he sends, you know, when he's able to meet them, give them a report. This is what he recorded December 25th, 1492. They are a loving people without greed, and fit for anything. And I assure your highnesses that there is no better land nor people. They love their neighbors as themselves, and their speech is the sweetest and gentlest in the world, and always with a smile. Men and women go as naked as when their mothers bore them. And your highnesses should believe that they have very good customs among themselves. Is a man of remarkable presence and of a certain self-contained manner that it is a pleasure to see. They have good memories, wish to see everything, and ask the use of what they see. And he finishes an entry by, all this is written by the Admiral. Man, there's a lot to unpack there. They are a loving people. That was his first impression, especially after this cacique right off Española, what the Spanish call Española, what we call Haiti, and later on Quisqueya. Actually, in his entry, it says Bohio, the island's call. He said they were loving people without greed, and they were fit for anything. So what I'm looking at there, they're very empathetic people. They cared about others. They would not greed. That means you're talking about a tribal society that they shared everything, and they were fit for anything. That means they were ready. Any given moment, they were ready for action. And then he says, I assure. So he's putting his trust in what he assessed to the king and queen, that there is no better land. Of course, you go to the Caribbean, it's beautiful, nor people. So he's connecting the land to the people and vice versa. That's amazing. That's what indigenous people is all about. The love for the land, love for the people. And this is where he says they love their neighbors as themselves. Wow, that's straight out of the scripture. It's not like he quoted the scriptures. And their speech is the sweetest. So anyone out there who's learning the Taino language, here it is. That's his assessment. Sweet. And they were gentle people, the gentlest people he ever met. Now, we know Columbus, he traveled a lot throughout Europe. He met a lot of cultures, a lot of people. And he's saying they were the gentlest in the world. So what I'm looking at is, yeah, they were listeners. They were empathetic. They weren't rushed to judgment. And always with a smile. And that's that Native American that all tribes kind of connect with and share, is that sense of humor. Now, he did note that they were, the men and women were naked, as when their mothers bore them. As we know later on, that nakedness will turn into rapes. But right now, in this verse, initial phase, he's talking about love, self, other, and the language is sweet, and they were gentle people, the most in the world. So I guess he's hinting to the nakedness as someone of their innocence. It's what they call later on the noble savage, in their words. Now he said, you should believe that they have very good customs among themselves. Yeah, you're talking about a complex society. You know, a lot of people want to say that we're primitive, backwards, stone age, whatever you want to say. But the reality is every society is complex, including the Taino, indigenous Caribbean folks throughout the greater and less Antilles and all throughout the Americas. And then he talks about the king, which is the cacique, a man of remarkable presence and with a certain self-contained manner that is a pleasure to see. And this is what I still find in present-day Native or indigenous society, is that usually the chief is, or the leadership, or elders, very quiet people, they listen. And when they talk, people listen. Because when they say something, it's something serious. So what I'm listening right here, and is what I'm gathering, is that this chief was a man of his word. He was an understanding man, leader. Wasn't rushing to judgment. He was listening to Columbus, why he's there, friendly. I can go on and on. But that's what he's saying. And he's saying it's a pleasure to see. So who knows the many leaders he met and the politics that went on. But his impression right now is a good one. He said they have good memories, talking about an oral tradition people. Our ancestors had very intense oral tradition, information, wisdom, knowledge that was passed down. Let's not forget their ancestors, the Salidoids who came from South America, the Andean, the Mayan, all these influences. Talking about many, many years. Tons of years of knowledge and wisdom. They wish to see everything. What I'm seeing is curiosity. You know, whenever you see indigenous people together, it's always that curiosity of, hey, man, what are you up to? Let me see. Let me check that out. You know, there's like, you know, we want to be together. We want to see what's going down. You know, we're interested. And ask the use of what they see. And they ask the use of what they see. So they're asking. They're polite. They just don't take wire. So I believe this is the first European. Wait, let me backtrack. This is a historical evidence. The first European admiral who came, well, let me backtrack that. There's already evidence that the Vikings were here in North America and so on. Let's just put, this is the first representative of Spain. He was paid by Spain to look for food, the food trail, right? The food trade. Thought he was in India, but first Spanish representative in the high Middle Ages, that documented that the Taino people were a loving people. So let this be recorded in the annals of history, and it was, and it is, but let it be recorded that today, December 25th, 1492, happy Indigenous Caribbean Day. We need to be proud. We need to be happy. You know, not too long ago, I was talking to a Dominican citizen, and we were talking about the tradition of December 24th, how in Dominican Republic and in most of the islands, they celebrate the night before Christmas Day with food, with a lot of family reunions. There's a lot of Dominicans that come from New York City, and also a lot of Puerto Ricans and different other various islanders, Americans, that they come to the islands during this time. They save up money for a whole year so they can come, or they save their vacation time so they can go and visit relatives. And this person told me that this is not a Spanish tradition. This came way before the Spanish. Like, wait, the only people that were here before the Spanish were the Taino. I said, well, case closed. There you go. There's a lot of people that think like that, that this is not a European holiday. It's an indigenous holiday. So something must have, this time, you know, we just celebrated the winter solstice, and, you know, Columbus was experiencing a lot of things during that first year, that first voyage. He's documenting so much. And he was overwhelmed by this generosity that the Tainos gave him, our ancestors, the Taino ancestors provided him wherever he went. So he went out of his way. Now, it's a different story when he came back, when he left some of his men to create a fort. When he came back, everything changed. Most especially when gold was the main focus. Now, on his first trip, he was introduced to gold. When he was in Quisque, Haiti, they did mention about the Cibao Mountains containing gold that for our ancestors was not valuable because there was so much of it. It wasn't rare to see it. I hear in present day they found some mines that are much of the wealthiest in the world found in the Dominican Republic. So maybe this is what they were hinting at. So, I suggest that people, if they want to look at the journal and read through it. The first year was kind of amazing. It was the journal of first impressions. And it gives some insights when gold was at play. Then in the second journey, a lot of stuff went down. Food was no longer the main course of action. It was gold. So, December 25th, 1492, the world, once the king and queen got this document, the world was introduced, going to Columbus, the most loving people in the world that he encountered. Sweetest speaking people. And the rest is history. Now, I want people to also understand that the indigenous Caribbean people, because of this love that the Europeans witnessed, it kept us alive. It wasn't that we were the strongest warriors. It was that we were the most loving, I believe. And that's what kept us alive, was the love. It was the antidote to the poison that was greed. We were not a greedy people. Now, because we were human, we did some human things, like we turned on each other. There were certain chiefs that went on the side of this man, the invaders. It was something warriors were sent to fight with Ponce de Leon and so on. But that's just the human element as well, the politics and so on. Things that always need to be evaluated and changed. But overall, what survived was the love. So we have to be happy about that, that we're still here. We have to be joyful. So why not December 25th? Why not? Why not have that day as the day? I know most of the islands, they, you know, in Puerto Rico, they use November 19th as La Dia de la Raza, the day of the race. This mostly represents Hispanic. 92 is the discovery of the Americas. Once again, more of a Hispanic Latino tradition. But why not December 25th to honor our own? To honor us. Right now, I'm gonna play a song now that of course, I always play this song to honor Atave, the Earth Mother, the divine feminine power, one half of the creator, creatress. The other half is Yokahu Bagua Marakoti, the divine masculine. But now we focus on Atave, the giver, the source of all life. December 25th, it's all about celebrating Taino life, indigenous Caribbean culture.
Atavera, guagua, bibigua.
great Edward Cedeno. That's the Atame song. This is the Behique song. Check this out. Daniel, I can't believe it. He got the Atame, the Hike song, some great music.
mixed it himself. All he played all the instruments. He mixed it all. Great warrior musician. He still lives through his music. And I know he's around here in the studio or whenever he hears this song. Awesome. Blessings to his children, his family during this holiday time. So, if anyone's listening out there in cyber world, why don't you call on in? Tell us how you spent your day. Indigenous Caribbean Day, Taino Day. Phone number is 515-602-9792. If you're Kalinago, Warifuna, whatever your tribe you're from in the Caribbean or South America even, come on in. Come on in. Love to hear from you. I have a song that I want to play. Actually, I want to shake it up a little bit. Hold on a second. Once again, I'm going to give you the phone number. That is 515-602-9792. And, yeah, man, so this is it. This is Taino Day. Come on. It's almost midnight coming up soon. I don't know, maybe you, if you're not doing too well, this COVID has been hitting a lot of people, and it's not nice. It's not nice. A lot of people have been getting sick. Still, many deaths. So, man, it's just so sad what's going down. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment to pray, to offer those prayers. If you got some tobacco, offer it. Even some water. Offer it to the sick. Offer it to them so they may be healed, their families be healed. And also this COVID long. These are people who have survived the COVID but are suffering the side effects. Like that. I know a lot of people can't taste their food or smell and they get very depressed. It's very depressing when you can't taste your food. Most experience pleasure. So it's also a sad thing. We keep them in our prayers. So, looking for a song here that could celebrate our who we are as a people, you know? Who we are as a people. Taino. How about this one? The long version. The Calling of the 12 Semi. Taino Calling Song, Calling of the 12 Semis.
Oh, wow.
Peace out.